Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to embark upon the path that, when followed correctly, produces one winner after another. Today, we're going to leverage everything. My name is Josh Thomas. I'm your host. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. This podcast is brought to you by VAIQ. We find high-performing international talent and put them into high-performing environments that we build and run for you. And we stay on top of them every single day so that they have no choice but to produce consistent results. We found this to be the fastest way to expand production, save time, lower stress, and get back to leading instead of micromanaging. Plus, you can save up to 70% versus hiring locally. You can learn more at vaiq.net. Today's guest is Kate Assaraf. She is the founder of Dip, a seven-figure sustainable hair care brand built without Amazon or big box retailers. Named New Jersey Family Mompreneur of the Year in 2024, a Forbes contributor, Kate has become a voice for ethical entrepreneurship and independent retail. Kate, welcome to the show. What is one thing that you do better than anyone else, and how do you use that to your advantage?
I think the thing that I would say I do better than anyone else is word of mouth marketing. Dip has been built without any digital ads. So it has been built without TikTok, Facebook, or Instagram ads. And it has genuine enthusiasm through the community for which it serves, which is people who really want sustainable products that work and impress them.
And what would you say if you've been able to master this word of mouth marketing, which is very alluring for a guy that spends lots of money on ads? What would you say would be the number one or top three secrets to really making word of mouth work, marketing work versus all of the other channels?
You have to, well, one, you have to have a product that really solves a problem, and it helps if that problem has only been met with frustration before. So in the case of Dip, I was frustrated myself. It's built out of frustration with the sustainability community kind of finger waggling everyone into ditching plastic instead of just making really great products that people love and make them, make long-term changes. And, our conditioner bar is like one of those things that people don't think it's going to work as well as their pricey stuff that they've been paying 50 to like 90 bucks a bottle for, but it actually does. And not only will it do that, it will replace a year's worth of conditioner for most people. So for me, my $32 conditioner bar saves someone 500 bucks a year in expensive conditioner, and that's worth telling your friends about.
So solving a real painful problem and share worthy. So here's what's interesting. You and I are in 100% agreement on solving a real problem. So we build funnels of a marketing company and everything. And the number one reason that I see people fail is because they come to me with an offer that's like, well, what do you do? What even is that? Well, you see, it's the ABC system, and it's all the great and the who's it's and the what's it's, And I'm like, yeah, but what does that mean to me? I don't get it. Like, what's the problem you're solving? Fundamental. But regardless of if I can solve that problem or not, that's like step one, and it's almost enough to make a successful marketing campaign. But the one thing that we're all missing is, how do I make it like mentionable to someone else? Like that's where I think you step into this next level. And what would you say to somebody that, shampoo, conditioner, it's almost this demonstrable product. What would you say to something that is less tangible? How do we make that shareable? How do we turn that into an experience that I need to tell my friends about?
Well, for me, it's I'm not the only person that's frustrated with sustainability and the brands and the marketing. And so I think when someone comes across Dip and they find marketing that's like fun and engaging, like our Instagram feed, for example, like there's nothing out there that's going to make someone feel worse when they leave the feed. Everything there is kind of like really silly, and people jump in and want to be part of. We have a digital party in July. It's just Plastic Free July, where I run like really stupid contests every day, and it's the winners are people that are already part of the community that engage in these silly in these silly little things. And so I think you have to kind of tap into what that frustration is that the consumer is feeling. And for what I think it is that people are tired of supporting sustainability and trying to do better for the planet, only to be like burned by a bad product.
Right. So it's like all this hippie crap doesn't work for me.
Right.
I gotta get better hippie crap.
I get a lot of people that really were just like, are okay, like this will be the last chance I give sustainability, and then they try dip and then they're like happy again, you know.
What do you think is the difference between I mean, this is a podcast about leverage, but I'm just curious. What was the difference maker for your product? Like, this is the last one that I'll try because everything else has been crap. What did you do differently to really make it work?
For mine, I worked with a chemist, and I was very, very adamant on like make the best product you can make, regardless of price, regardless of anything. Like make it so good that it will replace, you know, it will replace someone's bottled hair care. I chose someone that had never made bars before, and someone who had worked in making like really high-end formulations that you see on shelves of Sephora and in on the back bar of hair salons. I chose that kind of chemist and who had no experience. So he wasn't tainted by the sustainability movement or like all of its expectations in the beginning, you know, and he didn't have all these marketing decks. I just wanted it to perform the best across all different hair types. 'Cause that other frustration is like, okay, so I'm in bars, but my family has, you know, four different hair types. Like, how am I going to store all these things? How am I going to have shower full of it? It's just impractical. So we made one set of bars, shampoo and conditioner bars that worked for all hair types that solved a lot of problems for families. So just one set can live in the shower and that's it.
And it's almost the third point here. If I could go back to what you originally said, you have to solve a real problem that's painful. You have to have something that is shareable. And then the third thing that you added, if we were to make this a trifecta, is it has to be simple and universal. And
Absolutely.
that stood out to me when you said it. It's like, no, we just created one that works for everyone. And I it's interesting because I looked this up. You go into the aisle, the oral health aisle in your local grocery store, and you'll see like the wall of Colgate. And then there's like Colgate Fresh Breath, Colgate Anti-Cavity, Colgate with the gel, Colgate with the paste, with the specs, without the specs. And I read an article one time that they are all literally the same thing. And they literally don't change anything at all. It's just marketing. Because some
Exactly
people
right.
will prefer the blue box and some people will prefer the red box, and so they're like, well, let's just give them a variety.
That's ex absolutely right. And it's even more right in bar hair care because you use so little per wash that even if the formulas were completely different, like the experience would be pretty similar if I was going to do like use the same base across different hair types and change a few of the ingredients. Like even if I tried to go that route, it would be like that toothpaste example. Like it would just be increasing a planogram for no reason. Just
And
marketing.
I would imagine that there are many, many brands that are doing some variation of this because, like, there's a solution to the problem of dirty hair. You probably don't need like 47 solutions. It's like, is your hair dirty? Use soap. Now it's not dirty. As long as you've got that one like ingredient that does the job. Do you really need one for like curly hair versus straight hair? Does it really matter?
I found that once you take water out of the bar or out of the formula, it doesn't really matter. Like it's actually pretty cool. But I love seeing that that's because what happened during development is I watched people buy shampoo and conditioner and what they would do. And I watched them at all different categories, you know, whether it was in a salon or in a CVS. And so what people do, men and women, they walk up to the shampoo, they take it off the shelf, they open it, then they smell it,
Smell
then
it.
they read it.
That's
So
right.
smell was the most important thing. That's what they told me. I watched it for like maybe a 6 months to a year, like on and off.
You were
And
just like the creeper in the
I was
aisle,
the
just like
creeper. I've
Right?
always been creepy about hair.
What you sniffing over there?
But I mean, yeah, I just watched and I was like, this is so interesting because I thought it was just me. Like, I didn't even realize that about myself. And then I started to watch everyone else, and that had been such a common behavior. I was like, well, we need to just make them all the same, the best version of whatever that, that homogenized formula, and then change, let people have the freedom to choose how they want to smell. And that was it.
Man, I love that. And so if I were to tie this into leverage, the best way to leverage sometimes is focus on the thing that people pay attention to.
Yeah.
You were not leveraging your chemist to make 75 different versions of this. You
Right.
were leveraging your fragrance specialist to create the fragrances that gave people the options that they were looking for.
Yeah. That was what was important beyond anything else. It was kind of crazy. It was a crazy aha thing because that's not what you expect when you start, but the journey takes you somewhere else.
It reminds me, there's so many different stories that come in, but sticking with the grocery store, for example, I had a guy that I met one time, and he was we were going on this trip in a big group, and as I got on the plane and I saw him sitting in first class, and I'm like, "Oh, hey, man, what are you, like, rich or something?" And so he says, "Well, I own this chain." He owned 69, I can't think of the term, like cat payday loans stores. He owned like 69 of them, and I'm like, wow, how does somebody get into that? And he said, well, my father owned a grocery store, and he was in there running the grocery store, and then one day somebody came in and said, can you cash my check for me? And he was like, sure. And so he started cashing checks for 1%. And he made so much more money in cashing checks
Oh my
that he
gosh.
closed down the grocery store and just started cashing checks and built this huge empire,
That's
because he
so
focused on the thing, that people actually cared about. They didn't care about how fresh their lettuce was. They
cool.
cared about their check getting cashed,
It's absolutely true. And it's a happy, it's not even a happy accident. It's just one of those things where you're like, oh, I was following this path and I just took a turn. And it's great.
Yeah, so talk a little bit about, tell us about your product, and obviously the type of person that should use it. But are you doing anything with, kind of building out your business or any kind of mentorship?
So first with the product is I have mostly plastic free items. I have shampoo, conditioner, hair and body dry oil that's refillable, and then body wash and a few other bits and bobs of in the beauty industry, like beauty products. And they're all really high performance. And the shampoo is for people that need to shower more often. So if you're like a runner, like I run, so if you it's gentle enough to shower every day. So even if you're like a preschool teacher and you're around germs all day, or a nurse, or just someone that like works in a restaurant and you just need to shower off the day, it doesn't strip your hair. And then the conditioner is so the slip is so strong and silky that you can use it to just dip in water and run down your hair after you go in the ocean, and it'll instantly detangle. And even like dads with kids that have long hair, like little girls with like long hair, it's ouchless detangling. So the dip bar like solves that problem for a lot of parents that have kids with long hair that just hate bath time becomes like a chore. And then what? I'm sorry, what was the second part you asked?
No, yeah, that's the part that I think you wanted to answer anyway. No, I'm just curious because you've built a successful brand and you've done it in a very unique way. I'm curious, are you offering kind of mentorship for people
Oh
with other
yeah.
startups?
Yeah, absolutely. If anyone, my bread and butter is the beauty industry, and I know that inside and out. So if there's anyone that has questions and wants to know anything from like formulations to even sustainability, like I am networked with a lot of different sustainable entrepreneurs specifically that like we're all there happy to help and happy to bring more people into the fold because better sustainable products is just better for everyone by accident, you know.
Where can somebody go to learn more about what you do and connect with you directly?
Sure. So if you're interested in the products, you can go to dipalready.com, and it's also at dipalready on TikTok and Instagram. The most community forum is the Instagram at dipalready. And then if you wanted to just talk to me, it's Kate SRF on LinkedIn. I'm happy to answer any questions you have. Just let me know where you found me, so I know it's not like a random thing.
Got it. Excellent. So, hey, we're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Kate Asaraf, for coming on and sharing a little bit of her wisdom about growing a brand completely by word of mouth. For those of you who want to learn more about her products, you can find her on Instagram at DipAlready. And once again, if you are looking to expand your capacity as a business owner, we'll place a high-performing VA into your business and manage them for you so that you can grow faster with less stress. You can go to vaiq.net to learn more. Until next time, remember this. If you want the win, push your chips in.